Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us on the program, we have Michael C. Filios. He's the founder and CEO of IT Ally, a business and technology advisory firm for family-owned and private equity-backed small and medium-sized businesses. He is a former Fortune 500 global CIO, small business, CFO, technology entrepreneur, and management consultant with more than 25 years of experience. His new book is Tech Equity, How to Future Ready Your Small Business and Outperform Your Competition. And Mr. Filios, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Now, you're certainly more than welcome. Thanks for your time and for joining us here today. So for starters, describe your phrase tech equity and how it applies to small and medium-sized businesses.
So we created this term tech equity to speak of technology as an asset. And we think of it as something that can help create value for your business and ultimately increase the value of your business when you're making smart decisions in technology. And certainly we can talk about some examples of that as we get into the conversation.
And that certainly sounds good to me. Now, you've decided components of tech equity into two camps, alpha and beta. What's the difference and how do you decide which the company needs?
So we think about these alpha and beta concepts sort of as a play off the financial vernacular that's used when you think about investments. Generally speaking, alpha investments are going to achieve a greater than average rate of return. And we apply the same definition as we think about technology investments. So, for example, when we think about alpha, we think about investments that can help increase the value of your business and ultimately help you outperform your competition. And we want to be very thoughtful about the types of investments that we are making, particularly with small, mid-sized businesses that may be constrained with funding and so on. Conversely, when we think about beta, we think about essentially managing risk. And the answer is that making decisions around these two are really not mutually exclusive. And just like you would be thinking about your investment portfolio, there needs to be a balance. And a balanced portfolio should be inclusive of both alpha and beta investments.
I like it. Certainly is interesting. Now, give me an example, if you would, of how a company decides how best to invest in technology.
For sure. And again, we always start this conversation with, you know, let's not just think of technology for technology's sake. We know there's a lot of technology in the market and available to us on a daily basis. But we always like to advise our clients that first and foremost, let's think about what it is you're trying to accomplish as a business. You know, what is your business objective as a company? Is it to support growth? Is it to drive efficiencies? Is it to better serve your customers and so on? And with that as a backdrop, Eric, we can then begin to look at how do we make investments and balance that portfolio. So as an example, when we think about alphas, if you're a company that's purpose-built to serve customers online in a digital world, you certainly want to make sure that investments you're making in technology are going to be suited towards ensuring that that experience is optimized. You may also rely heavily on data to tell you about the customers that are doing business with you, the demographics of those customers, their buying patterns, and so on. So another alpha investment there is in the form of data and analytics, and these become two very important parts of your portfolio. Conversely, as we talked about with betas, as a company doing business, you certainly want to make sure that you have an infrastructure, let's say, that is purpose-built to serve those customers. And your infrastructure means that your services are available, they're secure, and you've got the appropriate means to serve those customers in terms of where they are in that buying cycle.
Good information shared so far. We really appreciate your joining us. We're speaking with Mr. Michael C. Filios. He's the author of the new book, Tech Equity, How to Future Ready Your Small Business and Outperform Your Competition. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, in what ways does IT level the playing field for small and medium-sized businesses? Get into that if you would.
For sure. Well, I've been in the industry for nearly three decades and had the benefit of being in a front row seat to technology modernization going back to days when we operated with mainframes and then moved on to client server and into the cloud. And now we're talking about AI and analytics and all this great stuff. The nice thing about this technology innovation is that it's become more accessible, particularly to smaller businesses. And the cloud innovations have had a lot to do with it. So an example there is that previously, in order to get access to these kinds of technologies, you had to be a very large organization and you had to have lots of money and investment and so on. Well, today we know that this kind of technology is available. And it's certainly more affordable for smaller businesses. So when we talk about leveling the playing field, we are talking about this now becoming a question of what technology should I use versus the technology itself. And this continues to play out when you think about using credit cards today to purchase software that's being delivered through a software as a service or SaaS, as it may be referred to, where that's becoming now accessible. You think about subscription-based purchasing. So it's allowing you to get access to software without a major capital investment on the front end. So because of these changes, because of the delivery of software and the speed at which it's become available, small businesses now can level the playing field. So it becomes more about decisions around what technology investments you should make and making sure that that becomes a part of your strategy.
Well, I'm sure you've jazzed up the audience hearing some of the details and advice given so far. Thank you for that. Now, tell me also, what sort of an investment do SMBs need to make to stay future ready?
Well, it's a very situational question, Eric, and I'll bring it back to the company's business strategy. Maybe another example is if you're a small business and you're looking to grow via acquisition. I mentioned that we do work with private equity firms that often buy a company and then tend to want to add on to acquisition as a part of that inorganic growth. Well, if that's your growth strategy as a business, you may want to be thinking about how do we build a platform that's going to enable us to integrate those companies more rapidly because we can get more synergies and ultimately more value for them. So a company that's in a high growth mode, let's say, might have a higher percentage of IT investment compared to its revenue than a company perhaps that is more in a steady state. Another way to think about it would be looking at your business in terms of how critical is it for you to have technology to drive efficiency and automation. You would argue that most companies today should be thinking about automating everything it possibly can so that it can be as efficient as possible. We like to think about it, though, as an investment that's commensurate with your business growth, your objectives. Oftentimes, it's being viewed as a percentage of your revenue. Also, you can look at metrics such as the cost of IT per employee. And these are all the things that you want to take into consideration. But in designing that, you want to make sure that it's appropriate for your business, given the strategy that you're trying to achieve.
Mr. Filios, just one more question as we conclude here today. What is a tech equity influencer and why does every business need to have one? I'd like to hear your thoughts on that as we bring things to a conclusion today.
So look, I think as we all become familiar with the concept of influencers, we're not talking about TikTok in this case. We're talking about inside of a company or externally as part of a company, those that are around you. It could be the owner of the business who is an influencer, or potentially it's the CEO or the CFO. We believe these individuals are extremely important to the way that you think about technology inside of a company because they ultimately are the decision makers. As an example, if you have a CFO who is primarily concerned about just cost reduction, it's unlikely at times that you might be able to get investments in technology that are going to help you grow your business. And so a CFO who is about to join a company, let's say, and that company is going to be going through a growth mode, should have some familiarity experience with understanding tech and the value that it can create. Conversely, you may think about a tech influencer on the outside of a company, could be the business owner. As I mentioned with the work that we do within private equity, oftentimes the private equity firms are control investments in these companies. And it's important that these private equity owners have an appreciation for technology and how it can help them increase the value of that company. Once again, private equity typically is buying companies and selling companies. So during that period of which they're owned, we want to make sure that we have maximum value from the investments that we're making in tech to ultimately increase the value of that company. So we look at these folks as sort of setting the tone at the top. It's certainly vital for how you think about technology and ultimately the results you're going to gain from it. I guess the last example I'd give you is within the IT realm. Of course, the role of the IT leader has evolved over the past three decades, very much like a CFO's role has evolved from, you know, being the person that just manages and closes the books to somebody who is now a CFO who's really driving strategy and impact the company's, you know, financial performance. If you have an IT leader that's just focused in on keeping the lights on, it's probably unlikely that that person's going to be thinking about alpha investments and data and analytics and helping them to bring more real-time decisions to that organization and so on. So it's a collection of folks that have an impact on the way that you think about your technology investments. And we thought it was important to sort of call these folks out specifically as small businesses and large think about their overall management of tech.
Mr. Filios, really appreciate your time and joining us here today and for what you do in the space. Again, you are the author of Tech Equity. If listeners wanted to pick up the book and or to get further details or more information on yourself or IT Ally, where's the best place to do so?
Sure thing. So you can visit us online at itallyllc.com. Or you can also visit at itallyinstitute.org. And both places you can find how to get more information about what we do and our services, as well as to purchase a copy of the book.
And that certainly is convenient. And of course, listeners, we'll leave the links and or link within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Filios, all the best. And thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's been my pleasure.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Michael C. Filios, the founder and CEO of IT Ally, a business and technology advisory firm for family-owned and private equity-backed small and medium-sized businesses. Filios is also the author of the new book, which we've mentioned, Tech Equity, How to Future-Ready Your Small Business and Outperform Your Competition. And for all the details, visit itallyllc.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.